The debate between privacy and security is now in Oklahomans' wallets. The federal Real ID Act requires identification cards, like state-issued driver's licenses, to include features that enhance security and detect fraud. But fears about government overreach led to a 2007 state law that prohibits Oklahoma from taking steps to comply with Real ID. Without that compliance, Oklahomans won't be able to use their driver's license to enter federal buildings or board airplanes by the year 2020. As KGOU's Adam Burnett reports, a new piece of state legislation strives to find a middle ground between security and privacy concerns.
The Real ID Act was passed in 2005 to establish a national standard for identifications in the U.S. following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Currently, 22 states and the District of Columbia meet all of the requirements of the Real ID Act, and in 4 years, a compliant ID will be required to get on a plane or enter military bases and federal buildings.
I think we've come forward with a really common sense compromise of giving people the choice of whether to get a Real ID compliant license or not.
That's State Senator David Holt. His legislation would give Oklahoma the ability to produce the Real ID compliant license,
so that Oklahomans can fly and enter military bases and federal buildings and have all the rights and privileges of Americans everywhere else.
In order to produce these new IDs, the Department of Public Safety must open several new data management centers. They'll verify all the documents, but won't conduct any of the driving or written tests. Jeff Hankins is the Director for Driver License Services at the DPS, and he's helping organize the rollout of the new IDs.
We're looking at 6 mega centers around the state that would do nothing but issue the Real ID or vet the documents for the Real ID.
These new IDs will require Oklahomans to present a valid Social Security number and a copy of their birth certificate, along with a fingerprint and a digital photo. But having all of this sensitive data in one place concerns some legislators, like State Representative Lewis Moore.
If the federal government gets hacked, and they get hacked all the time, IRS gets hacked, Homeland Security gets hacked, different entities have been successfully hacked, and DPS says, well, IRS already has all your information. Well, they don't have a digital picture of you. They don't have your fingerprint. They don't have your actual Social Security card and your actual birth certificate, where, goodness gracious, with all that stuff, you can get whatever loan you want to get, buy a house, buy cars on you.
In June, the U.S. Office of Personnel Management was hacked, and more than 18 million people had their information stolen. At best, these kind of hacks are annoying. At worst, they result in identity theft. Fred Kate is a senior fellow at the Center for Applied Cybersecurity Research.
So I think you could say both there is a real concern here, but also that it's very important not to kind of over-exaggerate that reason for concern.
For some, privacy concerns may outweigh the benefits of carrying a Real ID compliant license. That's why Senator Holt's bill doesn't do away with the current license. Oklahomans can still get an ID that's exactly the same as the one they are using right now.
We're just giving people an option. If someone's uncomfortable with having a Real ID compliant license, they don't have to get one.
If the proposed change becomes law, Oklahomans would be able to board planes and enter military bases with their everyday driver's license. Those who opt for the non-compliant license would need some form of federal ID, like a passport, to get on a plane. For KGOU, I'm Adam Burnett.
The Real ID compliance bill has passed the Senate and last week advanced through the House Appropriations and Budget Committee. It still requires a vote on the House floor. That story was produced by Adam Burnett, who's a student in the University of Oklahoma's Gaylord College of Journalism and Mass Communication, where KGOU teaches a course called Radio News. You can find this story and more information online at kgou.org. We're also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News.